Welcome to the world of Michael Zavala.
Hello.
Zavala.
Celebrating 15 years of MC.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back.
You're listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
The cup holders or the little cup
I threw one. You don't remember me missing the table by 5 feet when I threw it at you?
I didn't know what you threw.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Kobe.
Nice.
Yeah, what? Completely. I tried to throw it at him and I missed by 5 feet.
I don't want to ruin this IKEA varnish.
Oh.
Well, that was abrupt. I don't know if we made it to the end of that before.
No.
No, we have. It's usually way lower than
that. Right.
Yeah.
I've been playing Flight Simulator.
What's that?
Ooh. Microsoft Flight Simulator, where you get to fly different planes, like a 747 or a...
Wait, the newest one?
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking into that too, man. It looked pretty cool.
I don't know what it is, but I think that I could be a great pilot. I mean, the Flight Simulator says otherwise.
That reminds me of the guy that, was it, he flew the Malaysian airline? That's what we're missing?
Yeah.
He had like a... flight simulator like program.
Yeah. With a cockpit chair and everything.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They never found that flight either.
No, they haven't. So that I said that reminds me of I was listening
that
to
that missing
like,
flight? He wasn't a real pilot?
No, he was.
Yeah.
He just finished, right? He was new, like brand new.
Yeah, but he had a flight simulator set up in his basement or whatever with like a cockpit that he had made up himself and everything. Like it was a trip.
Yeah. Isn't that called a dungeon?
maybe. Yeah, flight dungeon.
Oh yeah.
God. What's your favorite plane to fly?
747.
Have you tried to fly
the jumbo?
Yeah.
Have you tried to fly a plane through the hole in the building downtown yet?
No, because here's my thing.
That's what you need to do.
So I downloaded this on my Xbox. I don't know which one I have. Is the S or the X? Which one's the entry level?
I have no idea.
I think it's the S.
S.
So I realized they have Flight Simulator for Xbox S and X. But I got one for the for my Xbox. So I don't. I feel like it's limited controls because you don't have the keyboard and the mouse and all that stuff. But it works pretty well. So I've been taking flight lessons with my instructor, and she's all like, you know, when I was in flight school and blah 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 blah, and then we land, and she goes, that was okay. I'm like, what do you mean?
Is AI telling you this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, all right.
I thought it was a real person.
Like, what do you mean that was okay? Are you dead?
Well, she's not real.
We landed. Ain't nobody hurt. The plane's intact. You're telling me I just did okay.
We have minor injuries, but everyone's still alive.
Yeah. I mean, you have a concussion, but...
I'd be willing to bet that without me playing the game and giving you like a month to play it, I'd be a better pilot than you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I believe that. I mean, I barely drive a car. You know what I mean?
That's the truth.
And I was thinking, as I was flying this plane, I'm like, if I was really in flight school at this point, there's no way I'm making it past my first lesson.
Yeah, they would have kicked you out already.
Yeah. I would have had a parachute. But so I've been taking the little lessons. And it's hard to play on an Xbox controller because it says turn gently to the left. And so I turn, I hit the little thumbstick to the left very gently. And the whole plane's like, luggage is coming out of the little luggage thing. And the pilot that I'm training with is like, oh, man, need to slow down there. Remember to, just gently hit it. I'm like, how much more gently can I hit the little thumbstick?
Mm-hmm. Can you use a D-pad?
Oh, yeah.
You're hitting the little trigger. No, the D-pad is for something else.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I would imagine your D-pad is for controlling.
It's like a park brake.
Yeah. Well, what?
A park brake.
Yeah. It's your parking brake.
For when he's trying to drift.
Yeah.
Really?
Or, well, I mean...
When I miss the...
do you know how to engage your rudders?
Hmm?
So
what'd you call me?
So when you turn, you hit your rudders.
I'm going to look this up on urbandictionary.com.
Yeah. No, I mean, engage that's part of...
Oh, yeah, I know how to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's three forces of flight. That's or four forces of flight.
Yeah, weight, no, no, I know how to do all that. I know all the basic flight stuff. I took a jumbo jet from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing I don't like about this flight simulator is you can't... The old ones, you could fly out from any airport to any airport. Didn't matter where it was, right? I could fly from DFW to Love Field, which is, for those who are not in Dallas, like Fort Worth area to right in the middle of downtown. I can't do that with this new flight simulator. You only have a few airports in the country that you can fly to and from. So I decided I didn't want to wait 7 hours in real time to get from New York to Washington or whatever. So I took off from New York, LaGuardia, then turned around and then landed on the runway, and everyone survived, like, which is incredible.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Go back.
Yeah. You know what? Forget this.
So it's real time. Like, you have to actually fly the plane for like however long
I mean,
the
you
flight
can,
is.
You can change the settings to where it's, you know, like double
time
pace or whatever.
Yeah.
How is the scenery? Is it like, looks like Google Maps or whatever?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah, it's really
cartoon
nice.
Version.
No, it's very great. I just don't like the fact that I can't fly from Love Field to DFW.
Yeah.
Taking a big 747, getting barely off the ground, and then having to go and descend again to Love Field.
Yeah, well, that would have never been a flight anyways.
Yeah. You don't take that Uber flight?
No, that's
from
where
Love
you need
Field to
car simulator.
Car simulator. I think that was a Sims game back in the day. It was called Sim
Probably.
Streets.
Are you going to pick up Farm Simulator?
Oh, wow.
No, but I have Goat Simulator. Gate Simulator. Can you imagine?
Open.
There was also...
Close.
I remember my my old man had a train simulator. It was by the same people that did Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
But it was with trains. And I was like, wow, could you make this game any more boring?
Was it good, though?
Well, I mean, the only thing I ever did on that game was just try to derail the train.
Could you derail it?
Oh yeah,
you could?
Absolutely.
Like going too fast or
whatever? Yeah, because you're taking a corner or a turn going like 80 miles an hour when you're supposed to go like 50. Oh, with the locomotive would fly off and just chaos ensues, and then it's just like the little like game over box pops up.
Yeah.
But you've caused like, you know, tens of millions of dollars in damage.
I don't know why I love Flight Simulator so much, though. I really do love it. There was a period in time, I think it was like 2004, where I was so engrossed. I could never land. I couldn't land it to save my life or the other 200 passengers in the plane. But I had bought like a joystick from my computer, and I would try to fly, and landing was the hardest part. And in fact, I've even talked to pilots about this. I'm like, is landing not the hardest part for you? And they're like, well, you know, it can be difficult sometimes or blah, 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 which is not what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we get ready to land in an airplane, I always lift my feet up off the ground because I feel like we're just going to slam on the ground, which we do sometimes. If it's a young guy, I always, this is my rule of thumb. If the pilot comes on, he's like, we don't have this on yet. Hang on. I had to have the effects to make this more real. All right, so if a pilot comes on, he's like, I don't know which one's which. Test.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if a pilot comes on with that.
Yeah, you know you got a rookie.
Yeah.
You have RDD2.
Actually, that would probably be better than you flying. R2, just take over.
Testing, test. Well, that's not working.
That's not it. Well, while we have this break, shout out to Urban Dictionary. Rudder.
Test.
People who dress, act, and have the personal hygiene of a bum.
That's Michael.
Rudder?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
What about a Dutch rudder?
Oh, no.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Oh.
Nope.
Nope.
What's going on here?
You're a rudder.
Well, do you guys, you remember Hudson, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that's
who?
Hudson. Remember Hudson, the bartender Hudson at Victory Park?
Oh, I thought you meant Sully, the guy who flew into the Hudson.
No,
dude.
My buddy Hudson.
Yeah, I know Hudson.
He did the same thing. He actually got turned on to one of those flight simulators, and next thing you know...
And he married Jessica.
Married Jessica, moved out to Lancaster, and he's actually becoming a pilot.
No that's way. Awesome.
Yeah, he's taken... Like, he's been flying now for...
Hudson's a pilot now?
Well, he's going to get his... He hadn't got his full license yet, but for like the last 2.5 years, man, that's what...
He didn't tell me that.
Yeah, bro. I went out there, and when he first moved out there, I actually went out to see his spot. And
by the way, Joey's here. Cosmo Joe.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, UFO Joe, Cosmo Joe, it's kind of the
it's
same
all the same.
Thing. Yeah, man. It's all in the same game. Anyways, no, he said the same thing. So, yeah, that's the reason why I started playing the games, because I was like, man, I've always had the same kind of same thought process, wanting to learn how to fly myself. But yeah, he lives right next to the airport out in Lancaster.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, I got it.
Oh, here we go.
I had myself on mute.
So,
oh, God.
You almost sounded like
Lois. Imagine.
No. That would be even better, is if their new pilot comes over and is like, sorry, folks, I have myself on mute. Jesus Christ, this guy's going to try to land the plane?
Sorry, I'm trying to tell you how to book your seatbelt. But I was on mute the whole time.
I've been trying to tell you for the last 5 minutes that we've had some major mechanical mouth.
We're all probably going to die. Call your loved ones. But I was on mute. I don't even know where I was going with this whole thing about the pilot being on...
young guys, oh, yeah, old guys.
Yeah, versus.
Oh, yeah. So the old guys come up like this.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, this is your pilot speaking. We're going to be in Oklahoma in about 2 hours. Weather there is about...
That's a long flight.
Well, you're flying from Tennessee or something.
Oh, okay.
I'm still not that long.
Flying from Alaska.
All right, fine.
Probably longer than that.
He says, the weather there is about 78 degrees. Wind's coming out of the south, like you care what the wind, you know, where the wind's blowing.
Mm.
Wind's coming out of the south at 16 miles an hour. We're going to have a pretty nice day there.
So, you know, that guy is going to take off really smooth and land very smooth as well. That guy is going to, is probably was in the service at one point.
He's got of the, like the pace of his voice or how he's like
the, it's a pace of it's his voice, it's his whole but he's, demeanor.
He's calm.
He's calm.
Feel the confidence.
Right. Okay. He doesn't
soothing.
Right.
He's got that yeah, man.
Then you got this guy.
Hey everybody, thanks for flying Spirit Airlines. We're gonna be in New York City. We're going to Vegas. We're going to Vegas, and we're gonna be there in 2 hours and 34 minutes. Weather there is.
And you know that flight is going to literally, yeah, he's going to take off like an Osprey, just like straight up. As soon as he gets his lift, he's going right up immediately into the sky. And then you're going to land like just with a huge thud. That's that guy.
Is it the ones where they announce like stuff like as a huge pause in between everything? We're going to
that guy too.
Las Vegas.
That's Sun Country pilot. But the guy that talks really fast, like a young guy, is going to take off really fast and he's going to land really hard.
What if you had someone that was just kind of like had a long day or has just been put up with life lately and comes over and he's like, I guess we're going to be flying to Portland, Oregon. That trip again.
Well, you know, he's going to have that. He's not in a rush to get there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
so
like, if you had someone...
the takeoff is going to be very smooth, and the landing is like, here we go again.
Like, you don't know that. I mean, this guy could just be, like, done with life. Like,
with life? I don't
want
to be on that
about plane. 30 minutes before he found out about this flight, he just, you know, found out his wife is leaving him.
Well, if you can sense that, would you stay on the plane?
Right,
then?
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah, you would take your mask off at that point.
Well, yeah. I'm ready.
And they would kick you off.
Like we're going to
that plane's landing like this.
We're going to Seattle, Washington. The weather is cold and rainy, like my bitch wife.
You know what I wish they had in this flight simulator? I wish they had like the Hudson mode, like the Hudson. You know, like
not the bartender.
Not the
emergency landing.
Oh, the landing in the water.
So you have you have geese hit your engines, and you get to land in the Hudson and save everyone. If you kill somebody,
so emergency
you lose.
Landing mode.
Yeah.
Huh.
How much sex do you think really goes on in planes?
Oh,
that's a good question.
I was just thinking on the other end, like not even just, you know.
I've thought about that myself.
I'm not talking about just the.
I ponder this question very often.
I'm talking amongst staff, even.
Like you think the pilots in the cockpit are, you know, giving each other the Dutch rudder?
I'm just wondering. I'm just, you know.
Well, I mean, why do they call it the cockpit?
Yeah, really.
Do you think like sometimes like the plane is going and it just it jerks a little bit one way and you're like, ah, oh, I guess they're giving each other the Dutch rudder.
Yeah, it's a co-pilot, you know, I don't know what's happening, man.
You know, they don't have navigators anymore. Do you think there was just because there's just too much sex in the cockpit?
I'm just wondering, man, like, you know, there's always this.
At some point it becomes a crowd.
So basically you're saying the cockpit of an airplane is the champagne room?
I would hope. You know, I think that if I was into that kind of thing, but
you know, I would not, because you know how many times they like let the little kid go up there and tour the cockpit and they walk in there.
I've never seen that happen.
I've never seen that happen either.
No. When I was 9 years old, they did it.
Yeah, that was pre 9/11. You know how many kids they have going in that cockpit in and out? No, I've never seen anybody other than the pilots go in and out of the cockpit.
Well, and that's why I'm asking, because, you know, I'm not a huge flyer by any means, but I've been on at least 20.
It's okay. I'm poor, too.
I've been on at least 20 to 30 flights in my life, and I've never had any sex, and I've never seen anybody have sex.
I have an article from Jet Setter here, a poll that they took of 16,000 travelers had 15% of the people saying that they had had sex on a plane.
That's bull.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I think
the percentage again? I'm sorry.
16%.
16?
15. Out of 16,000.
Yeah. I can see that.
It must be one of the huge planes, because like...
So 15 people out of 100. So 15 people out of 100 on a flight are getting it on around you?
That's true. That is true.
That seems like a lot.
Or do you think...
That sounds like a party, man.
Or do you think it's no...
Apparently,
it's,
you guys have never flown Spirit coming back from Vegas.
Oh, here you go.
I have not.
They break down the results even more.
Maybe this is something we should try.
75% of people did it with their significant other, 20 with a stranger.
Stranger.
15 with a casual acquaintance.
Ooh.
Wait, there's way too many.
What's the difference between
here?
A casual acquaintance and a stranger?
15 with a friend and 7 with a colleague and 2% with a flight attendant or pilot.
See, that's
is that on the plane or is it like after they've
part of a mile high club.
On the plane. So my thing is though, like, you know, Cosmo Joe brought up a good point that like, or was it you? I don't know. 15 people out of 100 on a single flight are getting it on.
That's awesome.
I don't think it's a single flight. I think what it is that there's super freaky flights where everybody is just effing on the plane.
Soul plane.
Like everybody is just smashing. Yeah. Well, Dutch rudders everywhere.
Well, how can you tell about how can you predict which flight's going to be the smash
flight? The cheapest
flight?
Ones?
I think
you're not going to get that on a, like a American flight.
Yeah. I mean, or is it the more expensive flight? Is it the rich that have the smash flights?
I think it's more cash for ass in first class.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
That's going to be
my movie idea.
I got to get my money up.
The other mode I wish Flight Simulator had was Whitaker mode. Will you fly the plane drunk or hot?
Ooh, oh, you can just say that.
I'm into that.
Yeah. You can just play the game that way and you're automatically doing it.
Right, true.
I had a couple of Sutter Homes and landed that plane like nothing else.
Nice.
My virtual pilot said, that was amazing, actually.
So do you think you've gotten better at fake golf or fake flying?
You know, I haven't played a video game in a long time. Not even the headset stuff. You know, I was doing that to burn my calories and do all that stuff, but I've been so busy recently that I haven't had time to even do that, and I've been burning my calories just by doing the things I normally do.
What are
Dutch
those?
Rudder.
Huh? Yeah. Dutch rudder. French rudder. I don't like Dutch.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get canceled now.
So.
I don't know. This sounds interesting.
I feel like I'm a better pilot than I am a golfer at this point. So I think we should all go out to an airfield.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
And see who can land the plane.
Okay. What's the mini golf version of flying?
Ooh.
So that's what I want to do.
You know what? It's fun that you bring that up, like mini golf. Apparently, there's like a new mini golf place. I don't know if it's in Allen or Plano or Frisco, but
we don't go to those places.
But it's like very ornate putt putt with bars and you can drink. And
now there's one over in Oak Cliff.
What is it called?
I can't remember.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Drink some balls.
Drink some balls.
Drink some balls.
Yeah. Drink them.
French rudder. Oh. The female version of the Dutch rudder.
Nice.
Of course you would go for the French rudder.
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
That's what I do.
You're small and feminine. So, yeah. Cool.
We should bring in an Xbox and see who can land the plane the best.
Oh, my God.
I bet I could land the best, actually. I think I'd be the best pilot in here.
All right. So we got three challengers. You want in on this flying?
All right,
we got four challengers because there ain't no way I could fly a plane.
I'm into this.
No, we don't have to fly it. You just got to land it.
I'll land that. Come
on, that's the hardest thing.
There's no way I could land it. If I can't fly one, I definitely can't land one.
So, but we get no tutorial, though.
You just gotta jump in, baby.
Yeah, jump in and go.
I just need to know how to operate the flaps.
You don't need to worry about the flaps.
Oh yeah, you do.
Now, all you gotta do is lay off the throttle.
Yeah.
Come in on the little glide thing. This is what my instructor told me.
Was she hot?
I'm sorry if I'm being too technical here.
Or too erotic.
Yeah, too graphic.
You come down, you pull back up on the throttle.
You gotta right. hit the flaps though.
You don't worry about the flaps. No, she already took care of that.
She took care of the flaps?
All you got to worry about is the throttle and your...
angle of attack.
Angle of attack. That's
nice.
It.
Nice.
Yeah.
She takes care of everything else. So she's already prepared you for that. And then you got to brake and land before you hit the apartments.
Right.
Whenever I flew from DFW to Love Field, I would always hit the apartments past the runway because I would always overshoot the runway.
Or you land that thing in Bachman Turner Lake?
Yeah. But again, I don't know where I'm at half the time. You can't fly from Dallas anymore. Maybe you can. I haven't figured it out. I just don't know how to. I want to fly in Dallas.
Like, it sounds like you're trying to navigate an airplane, but you don't know how to navigate the menus of the video game.
Right. I can fly it. I can fly it like a champ.
If you can get to it.
So is this like your whole deal, like to become a pilot? Like, hey, you got it up in there. Can I take over now?
Yeah. I can land it. Go ahead and sit back in first class.
And go and enjoy the... you know, the festivities by the 15% in the back. Of the
yeah. All right, we're right back.
This is MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv.
Call me on the phone, call me on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone, A-A-A. 3-8. M-Z-L-I-V-E-5 all day. Call me on the phone, A-A-A. 3-8. M-Z-L-I-V-E-5 all day. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Phone, call me on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone.
And you are listening to Michael Zavala
online at mznow.tv.
What was that? Did somebody ask if I had a new phone?
Nope, no one asked.
No.
Well, just in case somebody was wondering, I do have the new iPhone 13 Pro.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. What do you think?
It's so much bigger than the last one.
I've got the 12 Pro. We should compare them, see what the actual difference is.
I think it's the only difference is like battery and camera.
You got a Pro Max, though. That one's real big.
Yeah.
What about
you got the Max?
What about the camera on the back, man?
Oh, there's like, there's so many cameras on the back here, there should be like a camera guy. Because it's like, there's so much, like that's the only thing I don't like about it, is like when I set it down on a table or a bar counter or whatever,
yeah,
it's all lopsided.
Yeah.
You also make them touch. You also touch them together.
Touch.
Yeah, compare them.
Why do you want to touch my phone?
Nah.
Nah, I'm only sure.
Let's
just touch them.
All right.
Like, I only touch iPhone 8s and below. Yeah.
Okay.
Eric, what plane are we flying in a couple of weeks?
United.
Isn't that the one that the Asian guy got kicked off of?
Is it?
Please kill me.
The one that was yelling.
Yeah. Please kill me.
What?
Yeah, that's that guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Please kill me. Please kill me.
I've lost track of all these different episodes of people on planes. Which one was this? Where was he coming from?
This is before COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was the whole deal with that guy?
I don't remember.
He was like a doctor and punched him in the nose.
It was, they had overbooked the flight and they were trying to pay people to give up their seats and no one wanted to. So they went to a lottery and he lost it and still didn't want to get off the plane.
And they're like, hey, we have another flight coming out of here in 30 minutes. You just have to get on that flight. He's like, no, I don't want to do it. So they dragged him off the plane. Yeah.
I didn't even even give him a free flight after that too.
Yeah, something like that. I wanted to say they were going to pay him like $1,500 or something. Give him a flight.
Like it was worth it.
Yeah, I've done that once. That's actually happened to me.
He didn't want to go.
I got paid pretty cool, man. I got put up in a hotel, got free flight, free food.
But again, this guy was a doctor, so maybe he had like a surgery in the morning or something like that.
I got late.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Not on the plane.
By who?
Not on the plane.
Somebody you just met?
No, it was.
Now, does that count?
At the time, it was my long-term girlfriend.
Oh, it didn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of mattered then. I mean, you know.
So the only thing, I had the iPhone 10. And I was going to hold on to it until they had the Touch ID back in the phone, which they were saying like iPhone 14. So I thought, oh, I can just wait one more year and I'll be fine.
I don't think that's coming back.
It is. They're working on it, supposedly. But the on my 10, the OLED screen started to ink. So it sort of had like a black like ink spot. Mm-hmm. And then it started to spread over and over. And then it was having connection problems where I couldn't get anybody's phone calls and stuff, which was actually great. I loved it.
You never answered. Yeah, you never on the phone anyways.
Yeah. And now I have an excuse. So I was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to upgrade. So I upgraded to the 13. And the only thing I noticed that's different is the battery life is bigger or better. And the screen is like really smooth.
Yeah, it's 120 hertz.
Yeah. And then the cameras are great. But again, I'm never going to use these cameras. You know what I mean? Like, I don't take pictures. So I don't know what I'm going to do with this. And if I was going to take pictures, I would use the cameras we have here at the studio, not my phone. Unless I just didn't have, Eric and I are going to be out of town in a couple of weeks, and you know, maybe something happens where I need to pull out my phone. Maybe that'll be okay. But
yeah, if you want to take a picture of I don't know, something, a building or a mural or something,
or a homeless dude's grunt.
Yeah,
you never know.
How do you take a picture of a grunt?
Huh? It's usually on the sidewalk. So we'll see. We'll talk about that more next week. We're not going to get into it this week. But the iPhone 13 Pro is great. But if you have the 10 and you're thinking about upgrading, it's not really worth it unless you're a photographer.
What if you have the 11 and you think about upgrading?
I would wait.
Wait.
What kind of cameras are on those and that one anyways?
I don't know.
Is it four?
There's like 15 back here.
There's three on mine.
Yeah, there's three.
What is that small little dot? The black dot.
It's like a sensor.
LiDAR.
Yeah.
Because I have it.
I can tell if you're lying or not.
I mean, I have three cameras on here too.
The cool thing is they have cinematic mode, which is basically where you can focus in on one person.
Yeah, it's portrait mode for video.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh,
look at this, Eric. Hang on.
I need that.
Keep talking so I can come out there.
I need that. I'm going to tell Mark to get it actually because he's a very cinematic person. And
he you're is. Going on Joey Wait, right
nothing
now?
But nothing happened.
Explaining how the phone works.
I'm into
that. Yeah, nothing happened.
Nothing's happening.
Well, it's supposed to. Supposed to like blur out one person.
And well, maybe like do it and then like press record.
No,
it
doesn't
do it that way. No. No. How is that working? Is there a setting or something?
No, that's it. That's all.
That sucks. It didn't even work. Maybe instead of you and your flight simulations, do a tutorial for iPhone 13.
Ooh, new game, phone simulator.
Have you seen? I mean, the only thing about technology that's coming out from Apple that's really cool is those glasses. Have you seen those yet?
No, what is that?
Oh, yeah, the AR glasses.
I haven't seen them, but I heard about them.
No, they instantly translate language.
Yeah.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing. Like the guy was showing it, like he was in Japan or whatever for the Olympics, and he literally would take the glasses, and as soon as he put them over his eyes, all the things that were in Japanese translated to English.
That's really cool.
It was I don't know. It was pretty amazing. And supposedly they're coming out with this earpiece too that will translate the spoken language instantaneously.
Yeah, I saw the earpiece, but not the glasses.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, this other stuff, the phone with the
camera,
I don't really care for that. But the idea of actually being able to communicate beyond, normal.
I don't know.
It's very awesome. Star Trek-y.
Yeah, I'm into that.
The cool thing about the phone is you can measure stuff.
What do you mean?
Without actually measuring it. You just put the camera on something and it measures things.
Oh, like do this and it tells you how.
Yeah.
You may be thinking he's joking, but I have seen him use that multiple times.
Wait, yeah. You actually use it as a measuring stick?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sometimes I exaggerate.
What are you measuring?
You know, different things here and there. Lamps or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Is this for your own personal?
Sometimes I show it off to like, look how big this lamp is.
I see.
So no more lying to your dates, guys.
This lamp is 8.5 inches long.
Have you seen that thing where people will take a picture of themselves in front of a camera with the panoramic setting on to where when it starts and then the reflection in the mirror is completely different? Have y'all seen that yet?
No.
Yeah, I've seen that.
If you haven't done it, try it at home. It's pretty cool. Like you just literally start in the bathroom, turn on the panoramic, and then start the photo. And by the time you reach it, change, obviously, your pose, but you'll see it in the photo. It's pretty cool. But yeah, I had some... My mom was tripped out because some people... She thought the devil was coming. But that's another story. Yeah, I mean, technology's cool. I just think that it just tells us more and more that we're truly bored.
Yeah, I would say I love this phone so far, but I don't... There's nothing... There's nothing that's like you have to upgrade. You know, it used to be back in the day, I used to have every phone. The S, I would upgrade every year.
They also weren't $1,000 a piece.
They weren't $1,000 a piece back then. And there was actually some huge upgrades every version. Now there's not. I had the iPhone 10, and I don't notice that much difference.
Yeah, it's four models a year every year now.
That's the greatest trick. We have to have this.
Yeah.
This is no longer a convenience. Some people will pay the bill for their phone before they will eat.
So have you guys heard?
That's crazy.
Since we're talking about technology and crazy stuff, I did hear this earlier this week. The U.S. Army is developing a technology known as synthetic telepathy. And so what it's saying is that you could send an email or some sort of data, voicemail, whatever it be, but just transmit it through thought alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've already, that's
I want to see more research on that.
Well, I mean, they're developing it.
So they're trying to be like Nicki Minaj.
Well, they were talking about that with Facebook, that they've admitted that they've figured out that they know that certain algorithms create certain moods in people.
Yeah.
Like they know that certain things make people depressed.
Why would the army use that, though? Would it be like to...
No, it's mental warfare.
Lay down your gun.
Well, I think it's to increase
you can do this.
How fast transmission of thought, some transmission of, you know, an idea or an order. Yeah, it's not necessarily like email, but that's what they're going to start with. But it's like, if I'm able to sit there and tell you something without vocalizing it.
Right.
Then it's like, hey, instead of saying, hey, get down, look around that corner, there's a bad guy over there. It's like, now I'm thinking it and you're hearing it.
Do you save 2 seconds? That's like typing LOL versus laugh out loud. Right. You save that 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You say that, but people actually say that now.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Like, yo, like, and then just laugh, man. Like, just laugh.
Yeah, why can't we just...
And they're not even... Yeah.
I love those memes where it's like, when you send me a meme and I'm like, LOL, and the guy's not laughing at all, but that's what you type back. That's me all the time. I never laugh. There's very few... If I respond back to you and I say, I literally laughed out loud, IRL, in real life, that's when you know I laughed. If I'm typing LOL, I'm not actually laughing. I thought it was funny internally, but I'm not laughing.
Mm-hmm.
What are we saving all this time for?
Watch more Netflix.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Of course. What are you doing with your time? I mean, I'm using it. I'm investigating it wisely.
Oh, this dude's painting up a storm.
I got all kinds of weird stuff that I.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Everybody has their own weird stuff, but we all have this thing where it's like convenience is... It's truly the ultimate thing, I guess. You know,
right.
Like, but what are we?
That's all technology has been.
Yeah, I mean,
just to make things, make life easier, make it more convenient, and make it, you know, quicker.
Well, I don't know.
Get it now.
I feel like you have more time
to think about your depressive thoughts.
Well, right. Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. This whole idea of saving time, I'm just wondering, what are we saving it for? Like, what is it that we think we're missing out on?
Cookies.
Oh, I love cookies.
I do too. By the way, I'm sure all of you guys are have already downloaded this album, have listened to it end to end.
I'm just saying no right away.
Yeah, I know I haven't.
No.
William maybe. Shatner's new album, Bill,
Christ.
Just came out.
I thought you were going to say Drake.
No, no, this is way better. Yeah, this is way better. William Shatner has a new album called Bill.
Okay.
Bill Shatner, but the album's called Bill.
Why didn't you ask him about it?
Is it original work or is he covering
it? He obviously didn't want to talk to you guys.
No, oh, no, yeah. He, I did get a request to talk about this album. I don't want to talk about an album.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
What was the one you used to try and get me to get listen to all the time?
It was one that he did way back in the day. Like, this is like in the 60s.
Leonard Nimoy or something?
So, okay. So please tell me there's a cover of Me So Horny on there.
Oh, that, no, but that'd be great where he talks. And,
awesome.
Me So Horny. No, this, here's one with him and Joe Jonas.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's Joe Jonas.
Feel guilty when I leave.
That is
guilty when I stay.
Awesome.
Feel guilty when I'm down.
It sounds like a Randy Newman song.
When I'm overpaid.
Yeah, but his voice does not fit with it.
It sounds very rapey.
Yeah, it's like it go well with like a horror film.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end when the credits roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
after like everyone's dead.
He's professing his true inner side. He's like, y'all thought I was
you know what? I want to hear him cover the Monster Mash.
It's the Monster Mash.
We did the mash.
I feel like Randy Newman should come in.
How old is this dude?
You got the...
This guy's 90.
He's 90?
Yeah. 90 years old. Yeah. Isn't that incredible, though? Isn't that like...
That is awesome,
that's
actually,
pretty inspiring, actually, right?
Like, to you.
Truly. Well, from afar, he looks like he's like 72, but when you get up close, you're like, oh, yeah, this guy's 90.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Okay. He looks 70.
82.
No, I wouldn't even say 80.
79.
75. I'll give you 75.
It's not an auction, dude.
76. As far as I can.
Let's see. Randy 90.
Newman.
See, if you had telepathy, you don't have to say out loud. Just send numbers to one another, you know, through your mind. Saving half a second.
Auctions have just gotten better.
But so that the whole album's that way?
Yeah, he just talk sings everything.
Now, are these covers?
No, this is all his original stuff.
Oh, God.
See, that's actually something kind of interesting. We need to, like, you know, dive further into this. Oh. And if these
words don't. All right, so let's try.
Nice little oboe solo.
You can't be serious. I don't know. We should have pre-read something. Where's my echo?
Now, is he also playing the instruments?
Oh, God.
Yeah, at the same time.
No way. And that dude does not have the lung capacity to play any of this.
Like Prince on the
We just didn't realize that William Shatner was basically Prince this whole time. You know, he's been hiding his musical talent. But.
I want to see him DJ a set.
Oh, that would be cool.
I do not.
Wait, you is this the same album?
Have to be.
Oh,
big man. I am happy.
Is this a Christmas song?
I'm set. Sometime.
You guys keep listening.
It's a Halloween theme song. And then Randy Newman comes in. You got a friend in me.
I love L.A.
I love L.A. You are double to me. You can't be serious. I ride horses because they take me to different places. I don't know.
What the hell happened to T.J. Hooker?
Every time.
One of my biggest regrets is my partner was shot and missed his shot on T.J. Hooker. And now I am a looker. You see. I don't know. All right.
I'm confused.
We had no bit plan there. That was all improv. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Are we going to Clark's Court this week?
Oh, about who wants to have this slap bracelet?
Oh, yeah. I don't care about that. I thought it was something to do with Eric.
No.
Yeah, I didn't bring my robe.
What's happening?
We have a black curtain in there.
By the way, this study came out. Let me see if I can click on this link and it'll open. And this is what I've been saying for a long time, and I'm glad that at least I have some sort of confirmation that I'm right. But this thing says, study shows that HBO Max is the viewer choice for best streaming service.
Wow.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I've always said if you had money to just pay for one of the streaming services, it has to be HBO Max, because you get TV shows, you get great movies, and they have a lot of original programming. F Netflix, F Hulu, all of those, it's HBO Max.
I will say this, though. I did go down the wormhole on Paramount Plus, and I just had to watch this movie. I can't remember the name of it. I really should have came prepared.
The Quiet Place 2?
No.
I tried to watch it. I've been watching that for a week now.
I watched the first like 30 minutes of it, and apparently it was a...
Of The Quiet Place 2?
No.
Oh.
No, of this movie I'm talking about. God. And it was like one of those 80s...
Who's in it?
Dude, nobody. Nobody.
So it's literally just scenery?
But it's like one of those 80s like erotic action films that you saw at Blockbuster, where it's got like, you know, a real chesty girl on the cover.
Barbarella.
Not like that, but not Jane Fonda.
Pamela Anderson.
But the thing was, the premise of it was this women's baseball team got beat in this redneck town, and their tour manager got robbed, and then they got to get the money back, and... They're sexually harassed, but like they're beating up these guys in this small town with baseball bats. But seriously, like the first 15 minutes of it was this baseball game. Like there was more baseball in this movie than Field of Dreams.
Sounds like the first Harry Potter movie, where it's just like a sports movie.
Right.
Could have been an Air Bud movie.
Right.
Air Bud Quidditch. Oh,
and it like I had to shut it off. I mean, after the first nude scene, I was like, all right, I came here with I got See what me? I came here for.
So you watched it for the nude scene?
Were you
searching like nude scene?
Well, I mean, it was like Plus. So I went.
You could have just gone on the internet and found that scene. And you would have
Oh no! I mean, the thing was, it was under the action. I was like, I want to watch an action movie, and
action nudity.
Paramount Plus,
it's like, the most action he's seen in a long time.
It's just Jack Reacher, and that's it.
Yeah,
Jack who?
That's Reacher? What he was.
Jack Dutch Rudder.
So anyway. I've always said this. If you have the money to only pay for one streaming service, it's going to be HBO Max. So now the app isn't perfect, right? The app has some issues. I remember coming back from Vegas. I had downloaded a movie on HBO Max on the plane, so I can watch it on the plane, right? Mm-hmm. Can't watch it on the plane because you have no cell service. So I'm like, what's the point of downloading the movie? Like, there's stupid stuff like that that can be fixed. I don't know why they haven't fixed it yet. But that's it. Other than that, the content on HBO Max is better than anything out there. That's the place you need to be. If you're struggling right now and you feel lost and you don't know what streaming service to go to, it's HBO Max. Would you agree or not agree, Eric?
No, I agree. Yeah. No, I totally agree
with that.
I feel like they have the best stuff. I've been watching Titans.
Did you start Doom Patrol?
I haven't started Doom Patrol. I was going to start this morning.
The first three episodes on Thursday.
Is it good?
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't lined up for tonight.
I watched Titans. Titans is great. I love the storyline of Titans, but the acting is so terrible. It's hard to like kind of focus in on it. But it's still good. I like where the story's going. I haven't watched Doom Patrol yet.
Did you say Dune Patrol?
Doom. The one show I have watched.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? I've watched two shows, and these are on Apple TV Plus.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched the second season of C.
Oh, I see what you did there, or try to do.
Second season of C.
We got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got it.
One more time, just for
season.
Okay.
Now, the show is called C. What's the premise of the show, Eric?
Oh, God. I feel like we said this last time, and I totally confused everyone.
I think
when it first came out.
All right, let me try to explain it. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
So it's basically, it's post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, in the future.
There is a war or something that now everyone that's born after this certain point is born blind. There are a few people that are born sighted, but it's rare. Kind of like what's happening now. It's like, you know, most people are born with sight. There are a few people that are born blind. But it's rare. So it's now everything's flipped, right? So the whole world is blind except for a handful of people. Does that sound about right? There was some war that caused this whole thing?
Yeah, I think it's like chemical warfare and then which blind the people, and then any children that were born were also blind. So it's like just generations of blindness.
Yeah.
Up until there was like one man that we don't know his backstory. ended up impregnating, you know, a blind woman, obviously. But the babies came out with sight.
Yeah.
And they had to keep that under wraps.
So my whole thing about this show, it's a great premise. And I've said this on season one when I watched season one. But season two, I'm watching it, and I just forgot about all these little, like, ridiculous things.
I did too, yeah.
Like, if they didn't have the fighting is what throws me off.
Because
all these blind people fighting blind people, like, they can see. Like, Jason Momoa can see everyone in this whole scene. He knows where everyone's at. He knows what kind of weapon he has. He knows there's a table to his left that he can literally, that's not bolted to the ground.
That's the Force, man.
It's something. There's something there.
Like every kung fu movie I've ever seen. There's always a blind guy that kicks everyone's ass.
Right.
Have you not seen Don't Breathe?
No.
Two?
No.
Watch that one. But that one seems more realistic. But
like nobody stumbles. Nobody like trips over anything. Nobody runs into a wall. Like I get that you're going to be, if you're blind and this is your situation now, I get that you're going to adapt to it. But there's still going to be some screw ups because you can't see. You're going to run into the wall. Well, you're going to have some broken bones because you can't see. None of this happens. It's like everything's so perfect. That's why I couldn't get into Daredevil on Netflix, because the guy fought so perfectly. He knew where everyone's at. Like, that's not realistic.
Well, that was his power, though.
Yeah, you should like maybe accidentally beat someone up, you know? Like there's a little bit of I don't even know what to say. Like you make some mistakes that end up working out for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it should be. But everyone's perfectly, like, you know, it's choreographed so perfectly, and everyone's like, huh, I blocked your attack. How'd you know that attack was coming? You know?
Well, Jason Momoa, I mean, like, they didn't go too much in his backstory. I think season one, they touched on it. But, I mean, he comes from, like, a family that's trained warriors, basically.
Even then, you're still blind. Like, you're still going to have a handicap. Like, Jason Momoa fighting Mike Tyson, he's not going to beat up Mike Tyson. Because Mike Tyson can see what's going on. He can't.
But I mean, you're born with it, so you're raised already like blind, so you have to adapt to your surroundings.
Do blind people not live in houses anymore during this time?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
It's like, so in this world, they're all in the jungle, just traversing, like, you know, forget that there's a log in front of you they're going to trip over. They're all in the forest. They're walking around like, I know it's a post-apocalyptic and all this stuff. Do you not realize there's a house, there's a building right next to you that you could just live in? You know what I mean?
Oh, like already built buildings.
These guys are like traveling the forest, which is the worst place for a blind person to be.
Yeah, because they're like the animals blind?
No, the animals can see.
You're screwed, man.
The coyote can come right up to you and just eat your leg. But they're all in the forest, not even worried about the tree that fell over yesterday they didn't see. They just, they're perfectly walking through these forests, no problem. They live in tents. And I'm like, do you not know there's a house right next to you? There's a whole suburb that you can live in. Like, there's just so many things that I don't feel like were thought out in this show that stand out to make me feel like it's almost unwatchable because of how ridiculous it is.
Well, yeah, because then what would it be benefited to be regular sighted?
Right, exactly. And the regular sighted people live worse than the blind sighted people.
It's odd.
It's a weird thing. Do you understand what I'm saying, Eric? Does that make sense? Or am I just going out on a tangent?
I understand what you're saying, but I guess I really didn't think about it. I was just you know, going on with the show with what was given to me, and I wasn't thinking beyond that.
So, yeah, think beyond that. You got to see beyond it. That's the point of the show.
Well, yeah. While I'm watching the show, I'm actually thinking I'm blind with them.
Yeah.
So I can't see. So
it's so great, though, because Jason Momoa can see, he knows every weapon everyone's got. He can attack every, he knows everything that's in there. And it's like, and then.
Yeah, I think I did, I'm on episode one of season two.
I am too.
I watched the fight scene recently, and like from this guy's maybe like 18 feet away from him, somehow Jason throws his sword and it just like, precisely like hits this guy in the middle of the head and slices his skull in half.
Right.
And I'm all like, wow, that was like amazing.
Wouldn't you understand, like, if you were a soldier and you were blind, you lived in a blind world and you were blind, that part of your technique would be to not make noise so the other person can't see you.
Right.
But apparently these people make enough noise to where Jason Momoa can see exactly where you're at in his mind and throw something at you to hit you right in the head. He knows exactly how tall you are, you know, what kind of threat you are. He knows all of that. It's just crazy to me. And then what I also like is like, some of these characters will come up to the, to another character, and he's like, "Oh, your voice sounds familiar to me. Who are you again?" And then they have to, "Oh, yeah, of course, you're my old friend, so and so." Wouldn't you spell the guy before he got, like, you would recognize his scent before you heard his voice? Like, you would figure all that stuff out. I don't know. It's just too much. If you got away with the fighting and you just lived in a world where everyone was blind, and you kind of took that in another direction, I think it'd be more believable, but whatever.
If they made it more realistic, though, do you think you'd enjoy it? If they were throwing axes all over the place, hitting walls?
Yeah, I would love it, because it'd be realistic. Or tripping over. Every episode is like somebody breaking their neck because they tripped over a log. Like,
oh, lost another one.
Yeah. It'd be like Game of Thrones. You lose more of the main characters faster than that. It's like the Red Wedding is every episode.
But it's just people tripping in the jungle.
Busting their teeth out, walking into a wall. That's what I want to see. That's why the show's called C. I did start watching Foundation.
Oh, the first episode of Foundation. Okay. Yeah, that's the one that I'm...
First episode is Matlock in space. It's just a courtroom show. but I get it. It seems pretty cool.
Well, there's a lot of that in the Foundation series, though.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be Perry Spaceman?
Perry Spaceman. There you go.
Wait, is that an Asimov?
Or Perry Spaceman.
Asimov? Nice. I didn't know that. All right, cool. I'll watch
that. So what'd you think about it, Michael?
At first, halfway through, I'm like, I don't know if I want to get into this thing. If it's just going to be like a court drama in space the whole time. Mm-hmm. But then there was kind of action at the end. It kind of won me over at the end. Mm-hmm. So I liked it. I've only seen episode one, but I liked it. What'd you think about it?
I liked it when I first started watching it, because I knew like that George Lucas kind of took elements of Foundation and kind of made Star Wars from it.
Oh,
so
really?
So I was kind of like...
Oh, I didn't know that. So he plagiarized...
No, he didn't plagiarize it. He just took elements from it.
Yeah. Every space thing after Foundation took some of it.
Foundation was the foundation of Star Wars?
Well, wasn't Star Trek based on Forbidden Planet, which was just the Tempest?
No, it was based on...
William Shakespeare?
What's that? It was Wagon Train or whatever it was called. That's what it was based
Oregon
on.
Trail?
No, it was Wagon Train. It was Wagon Train or whatever it was called.
Sorry, Captain Kirk. You died of dysentery.
Yeah.
Wagon Train, but to the stars. That's how Gene pitched it.
Mm.
Everything after Star Wars that was in space, or everything after Star Trek that was in space, came from Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
That was the real foundation.
Mm.
Did you like it?
No, I'm enjoying it. I'm waiting for episode 3 to really make a determination. I'm kind of like on the fence about it, if that makes any sense. Because I feel like it's kind of like getting repetitive, because I don't know if I'm just like breaking it down to the nuts and bolts of it, but it's too, like when we went to the court scene, I mean, this is too like civilized for me. Like, or could they have like a different... like law system or something like that, where we haven't seen this before, like, you know,
just give it
that
time.
Makes any sense?
Give it some time.
Okay,
so it's more of an anthology, not.
No, it's a series. It's just that.
Well, because I know, like, there's the Foundation series where it's, you know, all the it's kind of like the William Faulkner, where it all exists in the
we
same.
We can't say that.
It all exists in the same universe, but they're not necessarily the stories connected to this story.
No.
I guess y'all don't read Faulkner.
No.
Well, it's not an anthology.
We've seen Twilight Zone. We know what an anthology series is. This is a linear story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get to you.
But yeah. So like, also the I don't know. It just I'll wait and see. I don't know. I just didn't really.
My problem with these Apple TV shows are they're way too long. Like, I think I'm sitting there for an hour and a half, and I hit
really?
Pause to see where I'm at. I'm like, hopefully this thing's almost done. I'm 20 minutes in.
Yeah, well, I can only get like four episodes into For All Mankind, where I was just like, ah.
Yeah, I didn't even finish past one.
Devin said it was amazing.
The first episode, I couldn't even get into it.
It says they're planning 80 episodes for Foundation.
Oh my God.
That would seem
excuse
about
me?
Right.
80? Excuse
80.
Me.
Wow.
I don't know.
There's only 12 a season?
Yeah. Well, Kirby said it went like really fast. Like, he said they threw like a lot of information at you in season, like episode one. And I'm all like, really? I think it's like on pace. Like, I think it's like at a good pace, like where you won't get bored.
But it was like an hour and 12 minutes. That's a long time for a series. That's what I feel like when you go to streaming and you think, oh, I've got plenty of time to do all the things I want to do. Don't do it. Like there needs to be some sort of limitation. Make your show 55 minutes max. That's it.
Okay. What is like an extra 20 minutes?
Too long.
I mean,
that's what that is. It's too long.
I thought it was fine. I was fine with
that. How many times have you heard that?
Me?
Yeah.
Never.
Well, you said you saw it, Clark, right? I thought you said you saw the Foundation.
No, I read
the books.
I read one of the books, or when I say read one of the books, I read about 100 pages of the first book before I
gave up.
Just quit reading.
I feel like that's the story of your life, is that you just give up.
Not according to my college degree.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, how long did it take you to get that?
Oh,
shots fired.
Hold on. How long did it take you to get that?
Let's see. 120 hours, just like everybody else.
Okay. Life's a marathon.
At what point, what age did you graduate?
I graduated at a little bit more advanced
age. Okay, yeah.
Oh.
Mature aged?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear who's in the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Let's get into this for a second.
And then we're going to do a little list, and then we're going to leave. Let me see if I can find this.
Well, Mario is Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And Luigi is Charlie Day.
Which I do like.
And I think Toad is...
Hey, Mario, don't do that!
I think Toad is Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah, one of those guys.
I don't know who the princess was. It's just some...
It was the girl from... It was Anna...
Ferris.
Anna Taylor something, whatever her name is.
Yeah, I saw a picture and I was like, I don't know her.
I think she'd be fine.
And that's,
okay. Anya Taylor-Joy is Princess Peach. Chris Pratt is Mario. I don't like that. Jack Black is as Bowser.
That's awesome.
I mean,
Seth Rogen is, I think Jack Black would be fine as Bowser.
But I mean, like, but Bowser's not supposed to be comical. They should have gotten...
Well, the whole thing is it's all comedians in here.
Well, first of all, like, what
Fred Armisen is Cranky Kong. Who's that? Me?
Kong.
No.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong is Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm. Cranky Kong.
Wait, Cranky Kong was the... Wasn't that... I don't know who Cranky Kong
is. He's like the super old monkey with the cane and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What about Diddy Kong?
Not in there.
Okay. And then, let's see.
Luigi's Charlie Day.
Is there
Keegan-Michael Key is
there
Toad.
Wario?
There's no Wario that I can see. Sebastian, whatever his name is, a comedian. Yeah, he's Spike.
Who the hell is Spike?
I don't know. The little creature.
No, who is Spike?
I don't know who Spike was.
I don't know.
See, one of the...
The guy with the... One of the toads with the spikes on his back?
Yeah. Like Bowser's henchman?
Yeah.
Here, look, I'll show
it. I mean, it's all comedians in here.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pratt, Jack Black, Seth Rogen.
I hope the premise of this movie is just a bunch of assholes jumping from one platform to another.
At the end, they missed the jump.
And then that's it.
So did you like the original one? The Super Mario?
I bought that just recently, literally 6 months ago.
I actually like that movie.
What the hell is that?
I do like that.
Wait a minute. Who?
Let me see.
What are you talking about?
Spike? Who is that?
I don't know.
We're just making shit up now?
Yeah. Pointing.
Isn't it all?
Pointing.
Okay. Okay. So
the end of the movie is Chris Pratt jumping across a little, he misses the jump and the credits roll.
That'd be it.
I'd be fine with that.
So two super, things. Super did y'all ever see the 1993 classic?
We're talking about that.
All right.
We were literally just talking about it.
Well, I know. It's over with now.
I just wanted to make sure that y'all weren't talking about the Super Mario Super Show.
No. We're talking about live
that
action.
That one was terrible.
Well, they were both terrible.
Because it had the cartoon, but then it had the two guys doing the hosting.
I thought, honestly,
super culturally offensive.
Yeah, super offensive.
I honestly believe... Yeah.
I look like Captain Lou Albano.
Totally. Two not Italians.
Right. No, white as hell.
Definitely not any licensed plumbers on that show, which is probably the biggest offense. I agree with Eric. I actually kind of liked the way they took that Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, God, it was awful, man.
It was awful, but it's great.
I liked it.
I literally just bought the DVD. It's hard to find.
Oh, is it?
It should be hard to find because there shouldn't be any copies of it.
You can't buy it digitally.
That thing should be in a trash pile with Mein Kampf.
No,
it's great.
I like it.
Yeah.
No, it was awful.
I watched it with this chick, but I didn't really pay attention to the movie.
The mushroom people. What the fuck is that?
Mushroom people. You know, play the game?
Like, actually, yeah, but they were like actually mushrooms.
All right. Let's get to this real quick and then we'll get out of here.
Best show ever, by the way.
Five signs. So somebody sent me this the other day and they said, is this Clark? Five signs you are dating a loser and or a time waster.
Okay. That already sounds familiar.
Okay. All right.
And they just wanted to know if this was you, Clark. They read
Who wanted to know this? Who wanted to know this?
Don't worry about it.
Time waster.
I know, because I just think it's funny that, you know, someone would anonymously
weren't anonymous. Yeah, what if they knew? I knew who it was. I'm just not telling you.
Oh, okay.
What if they knew you? I mean, they knew.
Yeah, they listened to the show.
Oh, okay.
They really knew you. Right. Know? Like they were.
Could have been Joey.
Really close to you.
I think I think I have an idea who it is.
Could have been your sister.
I think I know who it is.
It's your sister.
No.
Cool.
She doesn't want to listen to the show.
I hope not.
Not after the Dutch rhetoric.
Five signs you are dating a loser and or a time waster. And then someone says, Clark?
Mm-hmm. Question mark.
Question mark. Number one, he brings nothing to the table. A loser, and Eric, I need your opinion on all this.
Okay.
I need you to be the vocal opinion on this.
Okay.
He brings nothing to the table is number one. A loser brings nothing to the table and isn't adding anything positive to your life.
Oh, that's exactly him. A minute ago, he was saying everything about the movie was negative. Like, he goes, it was awful. I don't know why they threw it in the trash.
Well, no, first of all, I think we'd have to kind of look at the table that I had to bring something to.
No, it's anything.
Let's just,
what do you mean you had to look at the table to bring something to?
See, negative. Oh, yeah. Negative.
All right.
I looked at her and she just looked like somebody who wouldn't
that chick at Vickery.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Let's not bring that up. I heard the episode.
Eric agrees with me. Exactly how I knew he would. He said exactly what I thought he would say. Number two, he has no future.
Clark right there.
He has no future ambition. A loser has no future ambition.
I think y'all just wrote this list.
No. Yeah. This is from BuzzFeed or something.
Cosmo Girl.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Whatever 13-year-old wrote this was very...
She knows her relationship.
She knows her relationship.
Sure.
A loser has no future ambition. Or to be fair, he has pipeline dreams. I'm going to help people's credit.
That was never okay. That was not the role. I was a customer service advocate.
That's even worse. And you didn't get the job?
Yay, customer service. He has dreams so big he doesn't want to start small.
Oh.
Ooh. What the hell does that even mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
What the hell
that
does that even mean?
You don't want to work at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I can't work for $7 an hour.
I have enough ambition and I know my worth that I want to work at this place as opposed to that place for a year.
Yeah. How much you worth?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, see?
All right, number three. He has no plan for you or the relationship. A loser doesn't know the fate of your relationship.
Nobody knows that.
He doesn't have plans for himself. How can he have plans for you?
Jesus Christ. This article is just so generic.
Eric?
You could read this bullshit on a cover of a magazine waiting in line to buy some Tic Tacs at the grocery store.
I want
to
ask some of that.
Tic Tacs.
Do you have plans for Kirby?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I do.
What are they? You have plans, but y'all don't have plans together?
Oh, no. I have plans together, but I mean, when I first met him, I knew either like I was going to be with him or not.
But
dating-wise.
You may have your own individual plans. You might have your plans together, but you don't have something you like for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what this sounds like.
He needs to get a job.
Like for him, like
yeah, he went to school. Eric kept him in like, hey, you need to stay in school.
Oh, you went to school. Nice.
And then you need to get out and get a job.
Which I'm trying to do.
Yeah, but Kirby's like 15 years younger than you. Do you agree with what this list says, this 13-year-old girl says?
Yes.
Okay.
I think this 13-year-old girl is full of
Here we go. Here's number four. He loves fun and more fun. A loser, and this is not Donald Trump talking about this, a loser loves fun more than his own life. His purpose is to catch fun. He's always alive to fun activities, but will never take his life that seriously. Eric,
I think I need elaboration on that.
Yeah, that's
give us an example.
That's like
meanwhile,
Jesus Christ, this gets more generic.
So it's basically that he is.
He'd rather do things that he enjoys.
No, he just wants to have fun. That's it. That's what he lives for. He doesn't have any real growth or plans for his own life. He just wants to have fun and get drunk and blah 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 blah.
Okay, yeah. Example. So just rewind the show back to halfway to the beginning. He was talking about going to a mini golf place where they have alcohol, and that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, because someone said there golf. And I was like, by the way, I saw this. Maybe we should try it as an outing. Because remember that time we were supposed to go to Top Golf? Mm-hmm. I figured this would be in everybody's skill set as opposed to sitting there trying to hit a 9-iron.
So instead
which of, I'm not very confident in anybody in this damn room.
So instead of maybe going to mini golf, maybe set up business deal or business meeting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, guys, you want to hang out and go over
not
some
with
collective
us. I'm
bargaining
talking about
agreements?
Somebody else.
I just feel like I can't win with either one of these premises.
I mean, I feel like this
he's supposed to be serious, but but he has fun too much and
yeah.
Playing. Dude, all right. What else? What
all right,
else
here's number five.
Dr. Generic, 13-year-old, have for us to say.
He has bad habits. This is number five.
Who doesn't? Jesus Christ.
A loser may have bad habits such as substance abuse.
Oh my God.
Since he stands for nothing.
Oh,
I stand for a lot of things.
He falls for anything. Anything goes with him. Yeah, he has no standards or morals.
Anything?
Yeah.
Anything.
No morals?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Stand for something.
You'll
fall
for nothing.
Or whatever it is.
That was on my Facebook.
That's something stupid.
Anything
say.
A lot of goes when it comes to hoes. You know what I mean?
Eric?
Well, I actually had that quote on my Facebook for many, many years.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
That's dumb.
Why is it dumb?
It was dumb. It's a dumb thing to say.
Yeah.
Why?
Because these guys fall for everything. No, what would you, Dr. Eric?
What?
What do you think of this 13-year-old girl's BuzzFeed article? Do you think that fits Clark or no?
I think the shoe fits.
Yeah. I mean, heck, if it fits.
I think it might be like a foot size 10, but the shoe 13.
Ooh, tight fit.
Well,
what? Where are you going?
Loose. Hey, Clark.
Where are you going, Clark?
Is he
going
to beat me up?
Where are you going, Clarkus?
What are you doing?
Hey, Clark.
Oh, he's taking his phone. Clark, come back.
Oh.
Wow. I'm surprised he squeezed by.
He just walked out. For those who can't see the video, he just walked out of the room. I don't know what he said.
He said because something made it difficult. I don't know.
What, his life? He made his life difficult.
Maybe we should send the article and he can, you know, use that list to work on things.
Yeah. You know, there's a poll at the end. Do you agree with this or not? There's probably like some sort of quiz you can take at the end. Maybe you should take the quiz.
Yeah,
instead of taking our word for it.
Well, we could all take the quiz. See how many losers
I don't
we're,
mind, yeah.
You know.
I don't
100% I'll be a loser by that list.
I think I'm right there with him too.
But I mean, again,
I do like to have fun.
He let a 13-year-old offend him that much.
I mean,
you know, like a BuzzFeed article. That he walks out of the studio?
Did he know this person?
Maybe.
Was it that?
Oh,
was it
somebody he dated?
Maybe it was that girl from the bar that wrote this.
Maybe.
I mean, she said she was very, very young.
I just don't understand why he would get that offended by something somebody said that he didn't know.
I don't know. Maybe because it was too close to home?
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Let's go to the bar.
It's going to mini golf with that Clark.
Yeah. Maybe we can actually talk to somebody.
What?
Oh, well. What do you do? He's not the first guy to walk off this show because he heard the truth. And nothing but the truth, so help me God. Joey?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
Always. Thanks for having.
Yeah, man. We need to have you and Hudson here. That would be great.
That'd be cool.
Who else would you want to bring in on a Vickery Park reunion show?
Oh, Hernandez.
Hernandez, oh, yeah.
Be,
of course.
Be fantastic.
That's it. Those three.
Yeah.
I mean, unless Josh Robinson's in town.
I don't know. I haven't seen him in years.
He hit me up the other day, and it was really nice. He just randomly hit me up one night and was just like, hey, man, how are you? And we just talked for a little bit, and he talked about his daughter and stuff. I love Josh. He's like an older brother to me. I love him.
Yeah.
Great guy.
He's good. I haven't seen him since Hello Lover recorded in that church.
But thanks for coming out.
Always.
Come by anytime. Mm-hmm. You know, you're always welcome. We love having you here. The first time you showed up as Cosmo Joe, and we talked about UFOs and stuff, we got a lot of feedback. People loved you.
That's cool. No, so, I mean, I still think we need to go out, you know, take a little.
He's planning like a road trip.
Yeah, I've got a road trip that I think we need to go.
I'll join via Zoom.
Burning Man?
No, there's actually places here in Texas. There's a place not, you know, about an hour from here. Aurora, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
It was the first documented UFO crash. And it was documented in 1890-something. I don't know, man.
Supposedly, that's a good year.
Supposedly he was, you know, they buried the creature out there in the whole nine yards, so. I don't know. Might as well go check it out. There's always some truth to some rumor.
All right.
I think Clark's hitting the walls.
Yeah, it sounds like he locked himself out. Is trying to get back in.
I think he's hitting the walls. I think because his water.
He can stay out there. He didn't think about this when he walked out.
Yeah, because his water's here. His vape's still here. He definitely is going to want that.
We'll throw it out the window.
We can mail it to him.
Yeah. We'll FedEx it to him. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.